I am here to help.
Lil Doug,
stand up for me.
Everybody look at Lil Doug. Y'all looking? Are y'all looking? Y'all seeing? Do y'all see him? Lil Doug, they see you. Do you know that they see you? Do you see that they see you? Do you understand that they see you? You understand that, right? So they looking at you. They know what color shirt you have on. They know your haircut is tight. They know you got a good grade of hair. They know you got a great smile. They know you are light skinned and not my color. You know what I mean? So they know all these things about you, okay? So Lil Doug, you don't have to do no extra to prove to them or show them that you're any different. You were shaped and molded in the image of him. So therefore you carry yourself as Lil Doug, because you not only represent the kingdom, but you're representing Big Doug. And he only want the best for you. And I'm not just calling you out. It's just, you just struck on my mind just then. Promise you, promise you, promise you. Not just calling you out, because I don't want to depower you, but I want you to have so much power, you explode with the word of God to the point that everybody in your surrounding area get on fire. How many young people over there in Calhoun County are on fire? But you can sit there and think about how many young people over there are doing all the wrong things, right? And to them, it may not be wrong in their mind at that moment, but it's going to take a person like you to change the narrative, to change the outcome, to change the focus or the vision of the young people. Somebody over there got to be that leader that can stand for God. Why not you? You already want to be popular. Am I lying? Come on, tell me the truth. Do you want to be popular? Be real with us, because we already see that you yellow, you got a black shirt, you got a good grade of hair, you sitting behind Bishop, you think you special now. So just go ahead and tell everybody you want to be popular. Go ahead and say it. You want to be popular? Look at it. We all looking at you. You popular right now, bro? Stay that way. Don't let us look at you different when you leave this house. Okay. If we see Lil Doug on the news, it need to be Lil Doug was reading his Bible. He's the next top athlete of the world, this and that and other. We don't need to see Lil Doug wearing the same colors as Calhoun City. Calhoun City, what they colors? Orange. Now, there ain't no extra colors in them jumpsuits. It's just orange. Okay? We don't need to see that, right? So I'm just empowering you, because, bruh, you are a powerful man. And I know it because I know your dad. I know it because I know your dad's heart. I know it because me and your dad came up together in the word of God. And we only want the best for our young people. And that's a promise. Amen? Real quick, Reggie, real quick. This was not even on the agenda. I'm only doing what God said, because I can give you all the scripture to back up everything I just told you guys. If you guys have lost any of that, get the tape, get the CD, get the BVD, the ABD, or all those, okay? Okay? Some of those was just made up, but just get something. All right? Or just call me. I'll give them all back to you. Reggie, this was not even part of the message, but I'm doing something right now. Reggie, real quick. Yeah, you know you was coming up, did you? Yeah, real quick. Yeah, come on. Y'all said, woo! Woo! Real quick. Yeah, come on up here, brother. Yeah, you on the platform now. Yeah, you on the platform now. You on the platform now. Some of you guys, don't get jealous now. Don't get jealous. This I'm doing something to just really, really make a very great point. Okay. Years ago, when Reggie played ball for Houston, years ago, I was here. Correct, Reggie?
Yes, sir.
Years ago, the world counted him out. Right?
Yes, sir.
Years ago, they named and proclaimed and said everything about Reggie and this and that and other. None of it was good. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
He was going in the wrong direction and he knew it.
Yes, sir.
AJ knew it too, but did AJ give up?
No, sir.
Who had your back?
You did.
Who got your back now?
You.
When Reggie was in high school, and this was how many years ago?
10, 11 years.
I saw this young man. I went after him. I've been mentoring him ever since. Even right now, when he phoned me and he needs something, and people, listen. When somebody say they need something, it ain't always what your mind think. And it ain't just being what he called me and what he need. So just because somebody say they need something, it ain't always got to be with money. Okay? We're going to get that straight, right? Because he ain't called me not one time asking me for money. Got all y'all. Got all you. Yeah. But he can call me right now, Mr. AJ. That's what he's going to say, Mr. AJ. I got it. I called him. You know what he said to me? Mr. AJ, I got you. This the one said he got me. All those football players he brought in here, he got me. It started over 10 years ago when I didn't give up on him and the world gave up on him. Did the world give up?
Yeah, they gave up.
Gave all the way up. And he right now today, do you know what he's doing right now today? This guy right here taking football players to, just name some states.
He just got back from L.A. About 2 or 3 weeks ago.
They just got back from L.A. 2 or 3 weeks ago. He taking players to L.A., to Florida. Name some more places.
Atlanta. Alabama. Louisiana.
So he's doing all of that. Watch this. He's doing all of that, taking out of his time, his energy, his effort from his wife, kids, all that. He making sure those guys have an opportunity that Houston ain't never had. I ain't patting me on the back, but I knew what God wanted me to do in his life. I didn't know all that was going to come about. I just knew I couldn't give up on him. He had a real sincere heart, but didn't nobody see it. And I saw it, not pat me on the back, but I couldn't give up on him. And because of that, he's standing doing the exact same thing that I was there when I grabbed him. And I thank him for it. I didn't give up on him. He is not going to give up on you guys. He's going to be hard because he knew what lifestyle he came from. You can't get over because he knew where he came from. That's the importance of being the body of Christ. He's going to touch guys that I am not going to be able to touch. But when he touch them, he's going to touch them just like if I was touching him. Amen? So right now, is there anything you want to say? So I appreciate you.
I just want to thank you for saving my life.
Most definitely, God did it, man. And I'm thankful and grateful that you wanted to receive it. Because you could have ran. You could have said no. You could have said all these different things, but you was there. And you were sincere. And I love you, bro.
I love you too.
We got you. Love you. I needed to do that. Because it's always great to encourage. Always great to encourage. What I did in his life, he's doing it to the next person. So guess how this stuff works, people? It goes. And guess what? Guess what Jalen gonna do? He gonna do the exact same thing, because he is the one that's making sure Jalen going in the right direction. Am I right, Jalen? So guess what you think Jalen gonna do with AJ and Reggie on Jalen and all the rest of them? Amen? Mr. Neal, real quick, run on over here. You like to run. You said, man, I'm gonna see if these shoes gonna run 15 miles. No, I think you said 20-something miles. You said, I'm gonna see if these shoes gonna be able to do it. Hold on, come on over here, Eddie Jane Neal. Junior, look at that Junior in there. Come on, don't jump up here now. No, just walk up the stairs now. Don't jump up here. Like, he ready to explode up here. Now, don't jump up here. This is another one of the guys that I really, 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 really cherish. And he can tell you, he's in fitness. He's a coach. He do all these different things. He can message me. He can call me. And I'm not patting me on the back. And I'm not making any of this up. They are here. They can blast me if they want to. They can tell you, AJ Lyon. He called me. He'll text. I got a question, big dog. Yeah, bro, what is it? I'm on it. I'm never going to brush him off. Never going to brush him off. I don't care how many questions he have, but that's what made him who he is today. Just needed some support. Just needed somebody that he can go to. Just needed that iron. Amen? He's now the head coach at Vardaman Basketball. And still personal training, still go up, rip and run here and rip and run there, doing some amazing things. People knowing that they can trust him. He has a platform. But get this. I said, hey man, I need your help. I said, I need some of your kids to come to the service. He said, I got you. We'll be there. I'll make sure I'm gonna tell somebody else too. Where is he right now?